Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And today we are going to talk about darkness coming to light. And also I am going to address what's going on with John of God for anybody that might have been following John of God over the last couple decades. I've done several episodes in the past where I talked about the fall of narcissism and darkness's last stand. In the year 2012, we entered a new age. Our planet shifted from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. The Aquarian age is the age of transparency, where all that is hidden comes to light. It is also the time talked about in Revelations in the Bible. Revelations is the time of the great revealing. All that is hidden in the darkness shall be revealed. The evil of humanity can only operate in the dark. Narcissism can only operate in the dark. When light shines on the darkness, it is exposed. The Aquarian age brings greater and greater light to the planet. But our transition from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age doesn't happen overnight. December 21st, 2012, which was 6 years ago, was the crossing over point to the age of Aquarius. It didn't have an immediate noticeable effect, at least not for most. It was just another day. But there was an energy shift as our planet makes its transit into a place in the cosmos where there is greater light. We are all affected by this. We are entering what many refer to as the Golden Age, also known as the Age of Peace. These ages make up a 26,000-year cycle, and the Golden Age is part of this cycle. The Mayan calendar, which ended on December 21st, 2012, was the ending of this 26,000-year cycle and the beginning of a new 26,000-year cycle. Many feared it would be the end of the world or the end of humanity, but it was only really the end of an age. It's easy to believe that it is getting darker during this transitional time, but really what is happening is that darkness is coming to light. It is being revealed. Not only the darkness of the world out there, but our own inner shadow is coming to light to be transmuted to light. The darkness within the psyche of mankind is coming to light. Some people remain in strong resistance to this inner darkness being exposed. They fight against it and fight for things to remain as they always were. But this can no longer happen. The change that is happening on the planet now is actually being facilitated by the planet moving into something that we call a photon band. Here's an explanation by Dr. Mikio Kaku, the author of Future of the Mind and the Future of Humanity. He says, we can view our solar system as a disk with the sun in the center and the planets whirling around it. That disk is divided into 12 zones, the 12 great ages of the zodiac. As the planet moves through these zodiacal signs or zones, you can locate where a planet is in relationship to the sun in these zones with astronomical precision. For now, it is enough for you to know that Earth first entered the photon belt during the spring equinox of 1987, and Earth's entire orbital path was engulfed in this tidal wave of light after the winter solstice of 2012. The whole solar system will be totally in the photon band. During the next 2,000 years, it's going to be traveling through it. where our planet is in its orbital path has a great impact on the energies of the planet. Because our planet is engulfed in this light, the light is exposing the darkness and ushering in a major shift. We will notice more and more coming to light as the years pass, and this will be happening exponentially. I want to use John of God as an example. John of God has been a world-renowned healer in Abidjania, Brazil, for a very long time, and there have been rumors and hushed accusations of sexual abuse and other misconduct for decades. But recently, over 300 women came forward with their accounts of sexual abuse from this medium who seemed to believe his sexual energy was important for healing young women, including his own daughter. I've personally spent 2.5 months at the CASA in Abidjania on 2 separate journeys to Brazil. I fully immersed myself in the healing energies of the CASA. Initially, like most, I was mesmerized by the energies at the CASA and the stories of healing. But on my second trip there in 2011, something just wasn't right. On a psychic level, I just felt something was off and I couldn't get into the energies. On the contrary, I felt a great deal of resistance to the energies. And in the middle of the 3 months that I had scheduled to be there, I actually stopped going to the CASA. I stayed in Abidjania, but couldn't bring myself to go to where John of God was doing his healing. I even had a nightmare that John of God was chasing me with a scalpel, and I was yelling at him to get away from me. I had strange interferences with my computer as it was spontaneously shutting down and refusing to reboot. My husband at the time, who I married at the CASA 6 years earlier, was still very much mesmerized by the CASA energies, which caused great conflict between us, and he couldn't understand or relate to my concerns. I ended up leaving Abidjania at the end of 3 months, and my husband stayed behind. I never saw him again. Fortunately, our marriage was not legal in the United States, so we didn't have to divorce. When I got back to the United States, I was homeless, living in my van. And a friend of mine put me in touch with a woman in Sedona where I was staying who told me about her personal experience being molested by John of God at his center in Sedona. There was a center there for a very short time. She filed charges and there was a lawsuit in place at that time. I believed this woman fully. Her story made sense of what I was feeling. But John of God had a lot of power, and it was easy for such accusations to be brushed aside. The woman I met told me she started doing research and found hundreds of complaints of sexual abuse at the hand of John of God, but none of this had come to light. Individually, it was likely too overwhelming for women to stand up against such a powerful figure. So here we are at the end of 2018, and over 300 women have banded together and come forward to press charges against this well-known healer. In September of 2018, the much-loved Bill Cosby was found guilty of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In 2018, several other spiritual teachers and gurus were also accused of sexual abuse. You might ask, why now? Especially when this has been going on for a long time. Well, it has to do with this evolution that I'm talking about that's happening on the planet. The energies are facilitating the exposure of all that is not of the light. So when I said narcissism is on its last stand, I mean that it cannot survive when it requires the darkness to mask it. The awareness of narcissism and all of the personality disorders under its roof, such as borderline personality and sociopathic personality disorder, are coming to light, to the light of awareness, and at an alarming rate. When I first started working in this field, few really knew what narcissistic personality disorder was. And now nearly everyone I talk to not only knows what it is, but can identify someone personally they know who have this disorder. We are spotting narcissistic behavior much quicker, and the destructive behavior is not being tolerated the way it once was. Another thing that is happening with this shifting of awareness is that women are rising up and speaking out about their abuse. In order for the planet to come into balance, women must be on equal footing with men. We must both come into balance with each other. So the former ways of controlling women and keeping them down are also being exposed and not being tolerated. We had the birth of the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement, which began in October of 2017. The movement brought to awareness the sexual harassment and abuse that women have endured throughout the years and inspired a massive shift in society's attitude towards sexual harassment. The hashtag Black Lives Matter was born in 2013, when three women started a human rights movement focused on fighting for fundamental reordering of a society where Black lives are free from systemic dehumanization. We are seeing a lot of exposure in politics and in corporation. Monsanto and Big Pharma are being exposed for their dark agenda. They haven't quite fallen yet, but they are on their way down. There are many accounts now exposing the big pharma industry for the assassination of hundreds of holistic doctors who were successful at treating many of the common killers, such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, as well as disorders like autism and other conditions affecting our children. Even research scientists who are discovering alternative methods of healing that don't involve drugs are being assassinated. Of course, the media doesn't report these deaths as assassinations, but rather natural causes, suicides, or accidents. It took investors to look into these deaths and find common threads between them. Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News has reported on over 90 deaths of holistic doctors and research scientists since June of 2015. And many of these doctors in their discoveries were threatening the huge profits of Big Pharma. And this is all coming to light now. Monsanto is known to have forced many organic farmers out of business by using their large bank accounts to sue organic farmers. And a lot of these farmers were small farmers. And they were being sued for having Monsanto's GMO seeds on their properties. These seeds were either planted on their properties or they were just naturally carried by the wind. But the fact is that Monsanto didn't want the competition, and their goal is to monopolize the food supply with their Frankenfoods, which are contributing to the disease epidemic across the planet. Now, veganism has taken the world by storm as more people are waking up to the horrendous torture and abuse of agricultural animals that are being used for meat. The impact of animal agriculture on the planet is also now coming to light as studies are showing that our planet cannot sustain the current animal agricultural practices. demand for meat-free foods increased by 987% in the year 2017. And going vegan was predicted to be the biggest food trend in 2018. This vegan trend quadrupled in the 5 years between 2012 and 2017. According to Google search, it now gets almost three times more interest than vegetarian and gluten-free searches. The films Cowspiracy and What the Health are responsible for thousands of vegan converts, with 2017 being a year thousands of people did go vegan. Another thing coming to light is how the standard American diet is killing us. People are becoming more health conscious as they realize that modern medicine does not offer health, but rather symptom management and control of symptoms through the use of pharmaceutical drugs. Modern medicine has become a pill-pushing industry, and this is promoted by the health insurance companies that only approve certain treatments and do not include any kind of preventative or alternative health treatment. Yet health insurance premiums are through the roof. When we wake up and see the truth, we come to the realization that the current systems are in place to keep us sick, disempowered, and uninformed. It may be hard to understand how the planet is increasing in light when so much darkness is plaguing us right now. But the awareness of such things is what is really coming to light. The more aware we become of what's going on, the more difficult it is to continue to pull the wool over our eyes. Many people still don't want to believe the evidence that is being presented to us. They want to keep their heads buried in the sand and continue to believe what they have always believed and live the way they've always lived. But this just won't continue to be possible. The more you bury your head in the sand, the worse it's going to be for you. When the light of awareness hits us, it's time to open our eyes. And once our eyes are opened, they can't be closed again. You can ignore the information coming out, but you can't put that lid back on Pandora's box again. In the days ahead, it will be harder and harder to close your eyes. Much more will be exposed. We will be shocked and surprised at what comes to light. Some will hang out in disbelief, where others will adjust to the new information with the understanding that this is all part of the great awakening taking place on our planet. Those of you who follow my work know that I'm not problem-focused, but rather solution-focused. But we can't seek solutions if we're not aware of the problems. So what is the solution to the current crisis of awakening that we are in? First and foremost, become aware. Know what is happening, and you won't find this on mainstream news. Mainstream media is controlled, and so you must turn away from getting your information through these mainstream sources. Seek out reputable alternative media sources. And don't mistake all alternative media outlets as fake news, as Trump would call it. There is fake news for sure. Fake news is meant to mislead the masses to keep them controlled. Who is it that wants to control the masses? Well, the political forces, corporations, the global elite, and organizations that are getting filthy rich through the enslavement of humanity. Many of these systems are collapsing or are about to collapse, so pay attention. Those who have been a dark force in humanity and have done much harm are now beginning to fall. They're going down. because the new energies coming in no longer support this level of greed, corruption, and harm. So pay attention. Be aware. As always, align with love, with self-love being of great importance. You need to care about yourself and take excellent care of yourself. Respect yourself. Don't allow yourself to be abused. Take care of your body temple, your mind, your emotions. Don't allow yourself to be enslaved to a system. Stand up against unfair practices that are affecting your life. Walk away from toxic people and toxic environments. Learn to really listen to your gut feelings and intuition and allow your inner wisdom to guide you. Watch where you spend your money. Only support organizations and people that you want to see thrive, and withdraw your energy and your funds from products and companies that have greedy and destructive agendas. Watch what you put in your body. There's so much out there that is so dangerous anymore in our food supply. So become aware of what you're putting in your body and taking excellent care of your health. Don't get caught up in the world of pharmaceutical drugs. Pay attention in that area too. Find natural, healthy alternatives. Eat a pure, clean diet. Drink pure water. Buy organic food. Eat a lot of unpackaged, unprocessed foods such as organic fruits and vegetables. Watch where you invest your precious energy. If you're working for an unethical company or boss, find another job. Let go of parasitic and narcissistic people in your life, including family, your circle of friends, and your significant other. Invest your energies in the healing and support of humanity and unplug from toxic and corrupt systems. We also need to stop looking to political leaders to save us. We need to save ourselves. We are the majority and have the power to change the world by our choices and where we invest our energies. This is why politics and big corporation invest so much in keeping us blind and controlled. They don't want us to know how powerful we are, because once we become aware of our power, we will stop supporting corrupt systems with our time, our energy, and our money. So jump on board the love train and recognize that love is a highly transformative power. But it begins with each one of us. We have to plant the seeds of love in our own inner terrain and allow them to sprout forth in the world. Most of you have probably heard the story about the black dog and the white dog fighting. And the answer to which dog will win is whichever dog you feed. The white dog, of course, represents the path of light, and the black dog represents the path of darkness. These are just symbols. So you want to feed the white dog. You want to feed the love, feed the goodness, feed purity, feed the light. Try not to be too disturbed when narcissists and energy vampires are ripped from your life. Trust that this is divine. Your own soul has orchestrated this, because these types of people keep you trapped in a crumbling illusion. They keep you disempowered and stuck in a belief that you are somehow to blame for the problems and issues. That you are inadequate, that you are unworthy. And when you are ripped from these types of environments, it's actually a blessing. You are being freed from toxic enslavement. Your soul is saying no to enslavement and yes to freedom. So trust this. You're being taken someplace so much better. Karmic retribution is at hand for all. What we've put into our karmic bank accounts is now coming full circle. If our lives are filled with good deeds that have gone unseen, unnoticed, unappreciated, this is the time you will see that good coming back to you. You will reap what you have sown. For those who have planted a lot of dark and destructive seeds, they will see these also coming back to them. John of God is a perfect example. He is now reaping what he has sown, and so shall we all. Remember, this is the time of the great revealing. Pay attention. Life is about to get very interesting. We haven't seen anything yet. This energy is now just picking up speed and momentum. Don't focus on the darkness and what is falling away. Focus on the light and what is coming into being. Where you focus your energy makes all the difference in the world. When you focus on the light, you will see more of the light showing up in your experience. When you focus on darkness, you will also see more of the dark showing up in your experience. Your focus determines what you see, feel, and experience, so pay attention. As the illusionary world crumbles, we will be riding the love train to a new experience of reality, one that supports peace, love, and goodwill to our fellow man, woman, and child, the animals and other sentient beings, and our beloved planet. So thank you so much for listening today. Love and blessings to you all. You can find out more about me and my work at narcissismfree.com and pathbacktoself.com. You can also listen to more episodes of Pandora's Box at pandoras-box-radio.com. Have a great day.